Title: Subpressure Jungle Vocal Texture. Clean and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that proper subpressure jungle vocal texture in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is simple. Take a raw, probably messy vocal sample, Raga MC, crowd shout, radio snippet, tape rip, YouTube pull, whatever, and turn it into something clean, punchy, and atmospheric that actually works inside rolling drum and bass. And when I say works, I mean it hits with the groove-like percussion, it doesn't mask the snare, and it doesn't fight your sub. We'll clean it fast, create a few purpose-built layers, arrange them in a classic 64-bar logic, and then print the whole thing so you can stop tweaking and actually finish the tune. Step 0. Prep the session so you're mixing in context. Set your tempo to the Jungle Pocket 170 to 175 BPM. Then make 3 group buses right now. Drums, bass, and atmos/vocals. This lesson lives in that atmos and vocal space, but I want you thinking like a producer. Everything you do is serving the drums and the bass. If you've already got a full mix running, keep the vocal texture quieter while you design it. Don't chase loudness yet. You're aiming for vibe and placement first, and we'll level later. Before you touch any processing, do one important coach move. Pick your anchor word. Find one syllable or one word in the phrase that defines the vibe. Rewind, selecta, yeah, oi, whatever it is. Jungle and DNB arrangements often win by repeating one strong anchor tastefully, instead of throwing a whole paragraph of vocal over the drop. So choose that moment now, because we're going to build the layers around it. Now step 1. Import and warp correctly. Drag your vocal onto an audio track and name it Vocal RAW. Open clip view. Turn warp on, and for most NC lines or anything with a real voice and formants, pick Complex Pro. Start with formants around 90 to 110, and an envelope around 128. Then set the clip gain so your peaks are landing around -12 to -6 dBFS. You want a healthy level feeding your devices, not something whisper quiet and not something slamming into red. Quick mindset check. Indeed, NB, a vocal phrase has to sit rhythmically like a drum hit. Even when it's a sentence, it needs timing that supports the groove. So don't be afraid to nudge the start, tighten the phrasing, and get it landing with intention. Coach tip before effects. Fix obvious problems with clip envelopes first. If there's one huge plosive like a P or B or one consonant that jumps out and makes compressors freak out, go into clip view and draw a quick volume envelope tip just on that moment. That sounds more natural than trying to process it away later. Step 2. Clean the vocal with a fast, repeatable chain. On Vocal Raw, we're building a basic cleanup strip, EQ8, then gate, then compressor. Optional de-essing using multiband dynamics. Start with EQ8. High-pass it, usually somewhere between 90 and 140 Hz. If the vocal's already thin, start closer to 80 or 100. Then do a gentle mud cut in the 250 to 450 area, maybe 2 to 5 dB down, with a medium Q. If it's harsh, look around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz and pull a bit. And only if it's dull, add a tiny high shelf 1 or 2 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. The key is, you're not mixing a pop lee. You're making a texture that can live near loud drums without taking over. Next, add gate. We're tightening noise and stopping tails from fighting the groove. Set the threshold so it actually closes, between phrases, often somewhere around -35 to -25 dB to start. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 ms, hold maybe 20 to 60 ms so it doesn't chatter, and release around 80 to 180 ms. If you hear clicking, turn on a tiny bit of look ahead, like 1 to 3 ms. And if the gate chatters, don't just panic, lower the threshold a touch and increase hold. Then add a compressor to control dynamics like it's a drum element. Ratio around 3 to 1, maybe 4 to 1 if the recording is wild. Attack around 10 to 25 ms so consonants still punch through. Release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. The point isn't to crush it, it's to make it consistent and placeable. Optional de-essing without a dedicated de-esser. Multiband dynamics. Set your high band to start around 6 kHz and up. You want sibilance to trigger maybe 2 to 5 dB of reduction. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack 1 to 3 ms and release somewhere between 50 and 120 ms. Now your S and T sounds are controlled without you having to darken the whole vocal. Cool. Now the fun part. Step 3. Build the subpressure texture layers. We're not trying to make one vocal track do everything. That's how you get compromises and mud. We'll make separate layers that each have a job. Main call, ghost chops, a wide wash tail, and a distorted hype layer. Optional reverse riser. Layer 1. The main call. Duplicate your cleaned vocal track and name it vocal main. Keep it forward and controlled. Start with a Q8, basically the same cleanup, keeping it lean. Then add saturator soft sign or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then trim output so it's not just louder, it's denser. After that, yes, put drum bus on vocals. This is a jungle trick. It can add attitude and a bit of punch. Keep drive gentle, crunch modest, and if you want the words to bite through the drums, nudge transients up a bit. Then a utility at the end for width control, try 70 to 100%. And if the vocal is fighting your snare down the center, go narrower. Sometimes the most rave thing you can do is keep the main phrase pretty mono so it hits like a stab. Placement idea. Don't spam it. Put the main call at the drop, maybe bar 17, and then repeat it every 8 bars or every 4 bars depending on how hooky it is. Remember that anchor word. Let that do the work. Layer 2. Ghost chops. The rhythmic ear candy. Make a new track called Vocal Chops. Take your vocal clip, slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients or by an 8th note grid. In simpler, low-passed LP24 is great somewhere around 2 to 6kHz so it sits behind the hats and doesn't turn into a bright mess. Shorten decay and release so the chops are tight, like little drum ghosts. Now add movement. Use autopan sync to tempo, rate it 1/8 or 1/16, amount around 20-45%, and phase at 180 degrees so it actually moves in stereo. Then add space, but controlled. Use Ableton delay in ping pong mode. Try 1/8 or 3/16 timing, feedback around 15-35%, and filter it, high pass around 200 Hz and low pass around 6-8 kHz. This keeps the delay from dumping fog into your mix. Pattern tip, program chops like they're answering the snare. Put one on the off beat before the snare. Put another tiny hit right before the snare as a pickup, and add little fills at bar ends. This is where jungle vocals feel rhythmic, not decorative. Layer 3. The wide wash tail, your Atmos bed. This is better as a return track than as an insert, because you want send control and you want it to behave like a shared space. Create a return track called Return A. Vocal wash. Put hybrid reverb on it. Choose an algorithmic hall or plate. Decay 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 ms so the dry hit still punches first. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add chorus ensemble after the reverb slow rate, subtle amount to widen and soften it. And then, very important, put EQ8 after the reverb and high pass it again, even up at 250 to 500 Hz if needed. This is one of the biggest differences between clean atmospheric DNB and muddy amateur fog. You do not let reverb carry low mid junk. Now send to that wash from vocal main and vocal chops. Start with the send low, like minus 18 dB. And creep up toward minus 8 if it needs to be more present. The vibe you're aiming for is in the room, not shiny modern pop lead reverb. Layer 4, distorted hype layer for drop weight. Duplicate again and call it vocal grit. Keep it quieter than the main. High pass it higher than you think, 150 to 250 Hz. Then use roar, since we're in live 12. Start with drive around 10 to 25%. Shape it so it bites in the midrange, roughly 700 Hz up to 5 kHz. After roar, add saturator again with a little extra drive, then compress it with a faster attack, like 3 to 10 ms, release 50 to 90 ms, so it stays controlled. Finally, utility for width. This layer can be wider than the main, like 110 to 140%, because it's not your intelligibility layer, it's your energy layer. Use case. Tuck grid under main during the drop, then bring it up on specific moments like bar 25 or bar 33 for a lift. Think hype highlight, not always on. Now step 4, duck around the drums and stay out of the sub. This is where your texture goes from cool and solo to works in a roller. First, sidechain the wash to the snare. On the return A, vocal wash, add a compressor. Enable sidechain and choose the snare track, or the drums group if that's easier. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. The snare is your lighthouse in DNB. When it hits, the space should politely get out of the way. Second, keep vocals out of sub territory. Every vocal track should have a high pass somewhere between 90 and 150 Hz. And if your bass is massive, push it higher, especially on your reverb and delay returns. It's totally normal to high pass a wash at 200 Hz, 300 Hz, even higher, because it's behaving like cymbal energy and air, not body. Quick stereo coach check. Check mono early. Put a utility on the Atmos slash vocals group and audition at 0% width sometimes. If your vocal identity disappears in mono, your chorus and ping pong stuff is too facey or too loud. Pull it back. Lower the wide layer or reduce modulation. Center equals words. Sides equals vibe. Now step 5. Arrange it like jungle and DDNB. We'll use a practical 64-bar drop structure. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Use the wash only. You can send from the main track, but keep the dry main muted. We want a ghost of the vocal in the space, not the full statement yet. Then into bar 16. Do a reversed vocal pickup. Duplicate the clip. Reverse it. Fade it in and send it heavily to the wash. That's your tension ramp. Bars 17 to 32. Drop A. Bring in vocal main. Call every 4 or 8 bars. Then around bars 25 to 32, bring in vocal chops quietly for syncopation, especially in the last 2 bars to set up the next section. Bars 33 to 36, micro break or fill. Cut the drums for a half bar or a full bar if your track supports it. Bring vocal grid up for a moment, and do a delay throw on one word. Automate delay feedback up briefly, like 20% to 45% for that one hit, and snap it back down immediately. That's a classic one-shot moment. Scarcity makes it hit harder. Bars 37 to 64, drop B. Introduce variation. You can pitch the vocal down 3 to 5 semitones using Complex Pro. For darker, heavier vibes, try minus 4 semitones and drop formants to around 80 to 95 for that subterranean character. Alternate between 2 formant settings every 4 or 8 bars, and it'll feel like call and response without new recordings. Then increase the wash send slightly at key phrase endings, but keep that side chain on, always.